Christ is coming soon, December 10. Hold fast and be ready. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3:3. Repent therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Those who have been born again remember with what joy and gladness they received the light of heaven, and how eager they were to tell everybody of their happiness. Hold fast. This does not mean hold fast to your sins, but hold fast to the comfort, the faith, the hope that God has given you in His Word. Never be discouraged. A discouraged man can do nothing. Satan is seeking to discourage you, telling you it is of no use to serve God, that it does not pay, and that it is just as well to have pleasure and enjoyment in this world. But what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You may have worldly pleasure at the expense of the future world, but can you afford to pay such a price? We are to hold fast and live up to all the light we receive from heaven. Why? Because God wants us to grasp the eternal truth and act as His helping hand by communicating the light to those who are not acquainted with His love for them. When you gave yourself to Christ, you made a pledge in the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three great personal dignitaries of heaven. Hold fast to this pledge. The enemy can never take out of the hand of Christ the one who is simply trusting in His promises. If the soul is trusting and working obediently, the mind is susceptible to divine impressions, and the light of God shines in, enlightening the understanding. What privileges we have in Christ Jesus! We are to watch vigilantly for the coming of the Lord. Every moment is to be faithfully employed. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.